For 4 years, Harry has been in prisons operated by various private companies. He is currently serving time in the Pine Prairie Correctional Center in rural Louisiana. Harry says he is treated better here than in the previous facility.
He didn't hardly go outside. They fed you in the dorm all the time, you know. You didn't have no cafeteria to go to, so they brought the food to you. And then when it was count time, you'd be sleeping. They'd wake you up out of a dead sleep and make you sit up.
Warden Terry Hines has worked in private as well as state-run prisons. He says private prisons ease the burden on U.S. taxpayers.
I can do it cheaper every day per inmate than the state or the parish can do it every day. And for the facilities that have federal contracts, we have shown, we have proven, we can do it cheaper than the federal prisons can.
To keep the operational costs down, private companies have a lower budget for each prisoner than the state-run facilities, and their employees have lower wages. Mark, also an inmate at the Pine Prairie facility, says private prisons offer fewer programs for their inmates.
Private facility, it don't have field work, or a lot of them don't have trade schools. See, but in a state facility, you can take up these trades, or you can go work in the field, you go work on the barn, like, it's all different types of jobs. But here, jobs are limited.
Critics also point out that private prisons work for profit and therefore skew justice system priorities. Diana Kaplan is director of Juvenile Justice Project of Louisiana, an advocacy group.
We begin to make criminal justice policies not based on what reduces crime or how do we save taxpayer dollars, but we base criminal justice policy based on what is going to drive the economic engines of the criminal justice system.
Louisiana's incarceration rate has doubled in the roughly two decades since the state's first private prisons went into operation. Larissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.